joy is gone. Late in the midnight hour, I talk to my God and he gives me I started running, I started shouting. I found no time for doubting. About the break of day, Jesus came into my life and he washed my sins away. I started running, I started shouting. I found no time for doubting. I've got
nothing but the Holy Ghost.
Holy Ghost.
Save me.
About the break of day, Jesus came into my life and he washed my sins away. I started running, I started shouting. I found no time for doubting.
things they used to pray. Down at the altar where they sought the Lord, and they tell it for the Holy Ghost. So let me tell you,
go back, pick up where we left off at.
That's true. That's true.
The Lord brought us. He taught us.
That's true.
And he wrought us.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wants us to give him the praise and give him confession of our own personal self that he's the Son of God and that he got up out the grave with all power in his hand. I thank God today for all of you, for our blessing, the privilege that we have today in the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we got to keep in mind that we as children of the kingdom, God's kingdom, we are his and we belong to him. And we got to do according to his word. If we do what he say, according like he say, how he said, when he come back, he going to receive us unto himself. And wherever he is, there will be also. In all graciousness to God Almighty, to all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, to all the choir and everyone that's here today. It's a privilege, was a blessing for us this morning to be here. We got up early this morning, just spry, happy, rejoiceful that the Lord has done this for us and brought us to this place. We've come and listened at the singing. It's a great choir here singing that song. And we are believers in Christ Jesus, and we know without a shadow of a doubt that God did get up.
Yes, sir.
If he wouldn't have got up, we could shut up. Because it wouldn't profit us nothing to talk up. I'm gracious to him. 1 Thessalonians 4:13 through 18. We want to look at that for a moment. And it says, but I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of our Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. We thank God for you today. Believers in Christ shall rise again. All believers in Christ Jesus shall rise again. Non-believers also shall rise again. But they're going to have to face a drastic change in their life. You know, the Bible tells us, be not deceived, for God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. We should not be surprised when the Lord passed forth his judgment. We got to keep in mind that when he come back to receive us into himself, he going to bring the Christians with him. See, when Jesus hung there on Calvary's hill and said, it's finished. It was finished. All the work he had to do on this earth was finished. Now, in Matthew 28 chapter, he commissioned that same work to us. Told us to go do the work done. Same work I did, same thing I did, I want y'all to go do the same thing. Amen. That's all we have to do is just walk with Christ. Let him abide in our life. Now I know that sometimes we do it all the time as a tradition. We hide eggs, we don't, probably don't do it too much more. We probably just give them away now. We'll hide eggs in the grass and go find them. And these days and time, you got to be careful hiding them in the grass. See, our disbelief has caused Satan to run rampant in our life. God allowed us at one time to go in the grass and hide the eggs, and that was fun. It was a joy to go look for the eggs. But now Satan's slick and cunning and crafty. He sent his serpent and put him in the grass. And we got to be careful now because our faith is weak. We don't believe that what God said, he's going to be with us, he's going to stand with us, he's going to keep us everywhere we go. And so when we doubt sometime, then the Lord allows Satan to manifest himself. And when he do that, he came for three reasons. To kill, to steal, and to destroy. And then God gave us a right too. He said, I come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. So I'm just so gracious to God today for that abundant life. And that's for all Christians. That's for every Christian that you want. We need an abundant life. We don't need to just settle for a little bit. I know how we think. Oh, this is good enough. Rome wasn't built in a day. But everything God got in store for me, I wanted me. He worked for that. I didn't work for it, but he worked for it that I may have it. He sacrificed himself, his own life, that I can have everything he said. He said, I don't want you, church, I don't want you to be ignorant or unlearned about Jesus Christ. And he's talking about the body of Christ. He's talking to the body of Christ, brethren, concerning them that sleep. Christians sleep. Sinners die. Amen. When that call is made, every saint of God going to get up. Oh, yeah. Every saint going to get up. Amen. When that call is made, the saints of God going to rise up. Just like Jesus, the first of them that slept, never died anymore. He died once. Amen. For the sin of the whole world. He died that we may have life. He died that he can reconcile us back to the Father. So be it. He said, I don't want you ignorant. I want you to be learned. I want you to have knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And he talked to the body of Christ concerning those that die. You know, sometimes we be so sorrowful to the people that passed on. But let me share this with you. There's a joy sometime. There's a joy sometime in our leaving. When a man can stand up and say, I am now ready to be offered up. The time of my departure is at hand. He had looked into his uttermost being, and he straightened the thing that was crooked in his life. Now he's not ashamed to go before men, women, God, and say, I'm now ready to be offered up. Because of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, my confession, my belief in the Son of God, then I got a seat in the kingdom. We sing the song sometime about pass me not, O gentle Savior. Look, it's impossible. When you commit your ways to God and he accepts you as sons and heirs and journey us together, it's impossible for him to pass you by. Because he promised that he's going to be with us always, even to the end of the world. So he's forever with us. And sometimes when we get in stuff, he just allowed that to happen. He just allowed it to purge you. If somebody wouldn't come against us every now and then, we wouldn't know how to appreciate God. When we get in the bog or we get sick or get down, first thing we holler, oh, Lord. He acknowledged you, you can acknowledge him. He said, I don't want you to be angry because of them that sleep. I don't need you to sorrow, even as the others sorrow that have no hope in me. You got hope. Your hope is in Christ Jesus. Your hope was fulfilled when he got up out of the grave. All power, heaven and earth, is in my hand. Now, the Holy Spirit is commissioning us to do the works that the Father and the Son was doing while they yet visited on this earth. That's our job. He said to us, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which are asleep in Jesus will he bring with them. So God, Jesus is going to come when he break those clouds. He's going to have saints with him. He's going to have Christians with him. He's going to have believers with him. He's going to come on. See, his work is finished. See, the angels and the saints going to be judged. The angels and the saints. If you're a saint, you may be one of the ones that come back to help judge the world. And say, how can he judge the world? He may be a race. He may be a clansman or whatever. But let me tell you, when Jesus cleaned you, he told Peter, that which shall cleanse called not common, nor unclean. See, when Jesus cleaned you up, he cleaned all the spots and wrinkles out. But Rev, ain't nobody perfect. I didn't say that. You saying that. The Bible, Matthew 5:40, said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is also perfect. What are you saying? Nobody perfect. I'm saying you got to grow in maturity every day. You got to try every day. Every day of your life, you got to try to do good. Just try to do good. Follow the orders of God that he set for us, and you're going to be all right. And when that day comes, when we come before him, the judgment seat of Christ, he's going to quicken all of us. Every one of us going to be quickened. And the Bible says we're going to be just like him. Isn't that honor? We're going to be just like Jesus. We'll be able now to speak to a mountain and say, mountain, move. It's going to move at your word. We're going to be just like Christ. Just like him. When people ask me sometimes, say, Rev, how Jesus look? I say, look at me. And that's not a joke. That's reality. I'm a born again believer in Christ Jesus. I'm made in the image of God. I'm made in the image of Christ. When he come, I'm going to look just like him. Every spirit of him. We all, that saints and believers, going to be just like because of his resurrection. He got up, but if he'd have stayed in the grave, we'd have been gone. We'd have been gone. Wasn't no hope. Because all the law did is point it out your fault. But he couldn't fix it. But grace and truth, grace and mercy fixed it. Grace and mercy took the power over sin and death. So even now, because of the resurrected Savior, if we make a mistake and not acknowledge your mistake, all you got to do is take it to the Lord in prayer, in sincerity and in truth, and then he'll deliver you. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain until the coming of our Lord shall not prevent them. Lord, have mercy, which are asleep. Now that's amazing. God thought way ahead of time. Do you not know in some churches, maybe in this church, I don't know, In some churches, you know, there's people in the church that don't want to see you do good. Did y'all know that? You know, they got some people in some churches that if you die, they'll never let you get up. Or they'll try to get up before you and leave you where you are. But thanks be to God, he fixes it. A quickening spirit, he fixes it. Whereas you ain't got no power. You have no authority. He's the man. He's the one going to separate the right from the wrong. He's the one going to lift you up. He's the one going to make you a leader now. He quickened you for his purpose. Realizing one day in the beginning, what God did, he had all of us just like him. Everybody on earth was just like God. That's why Satan came to Eve and began to tell Eve, oh, he's just jealous. Now think about this. God made Satan. He's just jealous because he don't want you to be smart as him. He don't want you to be wise as him. That was Satan planted the seed. He don't want you wise as him. So what he encouraged Eve to do what she did. Then there was after precaution. We had to start following rules and regulations. And we had to do what the law said. Somebody come to us and say, you broke ordinance so-and-so and et cetera. And the punishment for that law is so-and-so, whatever it was. But grace and mercy come along 42 generations later. Grace and mercy, a brother overcoming a fault. Now watch this. Ye which are spiritual, your Christian sister or brother, forgive them. Help to restore them back. Don't talk about them. Restore them back. You know where they need to be. You don't need to run up there raising sin on. Just restore them back where they need to be. And the Lord gonna bless us in an abundant way. He's our all in all. He's everything that we need. He said here in his word, here in this word, he said, for this I say unto you, by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain here. Watch this. Can't stop them that's already died. Because what he's going to do, he's going, because of his resurrection, he's going to pick all the saints up first. And they're going to meet him in the air. And those that's still here on this earth, on the land of living, going to be caught up together. We all going to be together. We all be quickened by the power and authority of God. And when he quickens us, all of us going to be the same. And you know that mind, sometimes we have minds, and they're different in the church. The deacon might have this mind, the preacher got this mind, usher got that mind, mission got that mind. But all that's going to be deteriorated. We're going to have the same mind he got when he quickens us. Because you know, if we all get together, and I say it all the time, if we ever all get together with one mind, listen to me, please. We ever get one mind in the church, whatever we say, if we all agree to it and believe it, it's going to happen on the spot. Right on the spot it's going to happen, because that's his word. He declared that to us. If we just get on one accord. And way back before grace came, Nimrod and the Canaanites was building a tower to heaven. And God himself spoke and said, looked at the Trinity and said, let us go down.
That's right.
To see Nimrod and the Canaanite people. They weren't even saved.
That's right.
But they was on one accord, had one mind, and they was building a tower to heaven. But he didn't want no tower built. He wants to come through grace and truth. He wants to come when we get forgiven for our sin. So maybe there's somebody here that never errs. Thank God for you. Thank God for you this day. You never err. You're always right. You grew up perfect. You didn't need no forgiveness. Boy, you blessed. You truly blessed. You never lied, never stole nothing, never did anything wrong. Jesus didn't need to die for you because you was already perfect. But just in case you wasn't always all right, we need to face him and tell him, Lord, I'm a sinner. forgive me for my sin. I'm sorry that I did this, that, and the other. Would you please forgive me? I want to be your son. I want to be your daughter. Because you rose. You was the first of them that slept. When that day come, I want to get up too. I want to be able to meet you in the air and forever be with you. It says that, and I pray God for this. You see, then we which are alive and remain, those that still here, do you realize that you can't stop nothing God got going? Do you realize that if God say go, you got to go? Do you realize if he say stop, you got to stop? Do you realize life and death is in the power of the tongue? Do y'all realize that? And when we speak things, sometimes we hurt ourselves because we don't know what to say. If we stick with the word of God, stick with the word of God, what God's going to do, always intervene in our life. And whatever task that we have at hand, he going to deliver us. David said under the old covenant, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. The assembly of God, the church of God, the believer's temple has no business wanting at no time. We are God's children. We heirs and journeyers together with Jesus Christ. And we got to act like we're children of God. We got to come together in the perfect unity. Ephesians 4th chapter said we got to come into the unity of Christ. Stay unified all the time. We look. I know we say all the time, we all don't have the same mind. You need it. You need the same mind. I don't care if you're smart, wise, dumb, ignorant, whatever. You need the same mind. Because I promise you, if we all get on the same page, we all get on the same wavelength, God going to hear our prayer. Do we ever pray, y'all? Do the church ever pray? Do you ever pray? He said, asking shall be what? Seeking. You said what? Okay, but we pray always, don't we? Our prayer means every week. And we pray for people every week. That tells me this, that we're not all on the same accord. Because if you get all on the same accord, God got to move. He said he can't. He said he can't lie. So we get on one accord, everything we ask God. What did Solomon say? Say, Lord, you're my daddy. Y'all was tight. Everything my dad asked you, you did it for me. To my David. You did everything he said. And Solomon could have asked God for anything. But he said, Father, all I want you to do for me, put in me how to judge rightly among my people. Put in me how to go into my people and come out from my people. Show me how to be a good leader like you did my father. It's a stepping stone. It's a process that we have to go through. We don't go through the process, we don't know. You can read all day until God give you spiritual revelation like you hadn't even read it. Sometimes we get academically sound and we figure we got it because we memorized stuff pretty good, but you don't even know what it's saying. God will let a word come before you and you don't know what it's saying. So when you get the in the divinity of God, God reveals because he wants you to read and meditate. Read and meditate. Look on the word. Read the word. Read it out aloud to yourself so you can hear the word. And God going to come in and minister to you. But he said here, but he said that then we which are alive and remain going to be caught up together with them in the clouds. To meet whom? The Lord. What about? Okay, I'm going to tell you why. Meet the Lord now, because see, the earth is in bad shape. He going to restore heaven and earth, y'all know that. According to the book of Revelation, he going to restore heaven and earth. So he ain't going to let us touch the earth no more. That's why when the women went in, after he had resurrected, when the women went in, the angel was sitting there and said, I know who you're looking for. But he's risen. He's gone. He's not here now. and told them what to go do. Go tell the disciples I got up out the grave. And then while they going to tell the disciples they got up out the grave, what the, Jesus met them along the way and started beginning to talk to them and say, you go on and tell them what I told you. Yeah. It didn't change at all. Same thing. The angels say, Jesus say the same thing. Now, think about this. They don't want to call an angel. Jesus said, me and my Father's one. We one. And what my Father say, that's the only thing I can tell you. If we ever come in compliance to what God has said, stay with what God said, and lead us foolishly along by what I feel, we're going to get somewhere. What I fear is immature. It's what God said. What I fear won't get me in the kingdom. It's what I do and what I believe gonna get me in the kingdom. I'm talking about the kingdom of God. So we have to do it. Do it like God say do it. So we'll be caught up together with them in the air. And the Bible said we forever be with the Lord. We're gonna forever be with him. Somebody say, boy, Satan is busy here. Why can't you get busy? That's all you gotta do is get busy too. On any kind of corn, it's got a head on it, and it got a tail on it. If it got two heads, it's counterfeit. Two tails, it's counterfeit. It won't spin nowhere. But if it got a head and a tail, it's going to spin. Smith, what are you saying? Though we saved in Christ, our body been quickened by God. We are a new creature in Christ Jesus. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things has become new. Listen to this. But there's Satan still here in the world. The apostles say, every time I go to do good, evil is always what? Do you know it's got church folks that want to have everything easy? And Jesus said, the moment we get saved, we're going to have trials and tribulation. Amen. And there are church people that want everything easy and smooth. Well, if you have it easy and smooth, you won't acknowledge God. Because you'll just always be right, and you always think you know everything. You think the power's in you, and God ain't doing it, I'm doing it. I'm reminded of the man, the king, when he came to his people, they was just hooraying for him, hollering for him. And when he come back to the camp, he said, you're not just a king, you're a God. You are a God. And when he said that, he wouldn't rebuke him. And the Bible say worms, as he spoke, came and ate him up. That's amazing, ain't it? We're about to fear the Lord and do good. Do good to people. See, how can we say we love God and don't love people? I know that sometimes we say, well, the preacher think he is. He is. He is this. God got him to be this. God sent him to be this. God sent him to oversee you. God sent him to examine himself and then examine you. That's what God said. That's his purpose here on this earth. And to teach the resurrection. Tell him God died. Tell him Jesus died, he was buried, and then he rose again. Amen. And when he rose, according to the scripture, he rose with all power in his hand. All power. And he's able to send me wherever he wants me to go. When he saved, the Saul was well educated. He was old, a high priest. Everybody had everybody scared of well educated. He knew the law to the T. But one day he was going to mess up. He said, I seen a light, me and my men, people that was with me. We seen a light brighter than the sun. That was Jesus standing out there. That was Jesus. And it said, we fell on our face as dead people. But when he fell. The time he hit the ground, when he hit the ground, all hell left out of him. Well, Lord, what you want me to do now? What will you have me do now, Lord? You see, the other time he's going to hurt somebody, kill somebody, or split a church up. But now, because the Christ had risen in his heart, he got up in his heart now. See, at first he had the law in him. He was a master degree holding the law. But now, when he fell, I guess you see, he shook it off. And when he got up, he was filled with God's power, with God's authority. He understands who Jesus is now. He said he's the Son of God. And then the punishment for him being so hard on church folks, Christian folks, he went blind. And the man that he was trying to hurt and trying to harm, this was the Lord told him, say, you go over there to Damascus, and Ananias going to be over there. Had somebody lead him. He couldn't go on his own no more. He had to have somebody lead him. And then when God, show you how God worked when we in harmony. When he got there, God said, Ananias, Saul coming. I want you to lay hand on him. He said, Lord, that's that dangerous fellow. He kind of bad. You know he hate us, Lord. He said, look, watch this now. Watch what God replied. Say, he is prayed now. He all right now. He done prayed. So don't worry about it. Just lay hand on him. Then when he got that Ananias, and I just did what God said, laid hand on the scale, fell from his eye. He was able to see that. Then he got boldly crazy. Everything about Jesus, he started teaching it. They beat him up, tried to stone him to death. He wouldn't step back. He said, look, I need what I'm getting, because when Stephen was being stoned to death, I was sitting there, and they brought his clothes and laid it at my feet. And I was happy for that. So I'm getting what I deserve. You want to go a little further? When Jesus and the two thieves was hanging beside Jesus before he went to the grave. When he was there with him, one said, if you be the Christ, the Son of God, take yourself down and then get us a little, let us go too. And he said, the other say, leave him alone. What we getting, we deserve. But this man has done no wrong. No wrong has he done. And then the other fella, he said, Master, Lord, when you get
what you say, Jesus,
in your kingdom, would you remember me?
Yeah.
Watch this. He said, this day shall thou be with me in paradise. The day when Lazarus died, they sent for Jesus. He's 3 to 4 days late. The master, if you'd have been there, he wouldn't have never died. Yeah, I know, Lord, we're going to see him in the resurrection. He said, hold up a minute. I am the resurrection. I am the life. So, if I'm the resurrection and the life, Jesus is instant. He's instant. He's whatever you think he is, he's dead. If it's up God's standard, he's dead. He goes on to tell us these words. He said, because you've heard, you've seen the signs and wonders that have been manifested by me through other people, other preachers, evangelists, whatever. He said, comfort yourself with these words. When the Lord says something and you tense, you can't really serve him properly. You got to be comfortable with Christ. You got to know without a shadow of a doubt that the Lord that I serve going to keep me. When I was hungry, he fed me. He ate with me to eat, huh? I didn't have clothes to wear. He clothed me. Well, Israel can testify that when we was in the desert, we wore our shoes 40 years, our clothes. Didn't have to change nothing. How could you do that? How could you do that? I didn't see it in history in the Bible. But you reckon they bad? Lord help us. That's God, though. That's God. And he believed in cleanliness. Well, as I close, I want to say this. It's just coming to mind. Don't you believe that you can run any kind of way and go around any kind of way and please God? He ain't looking at the clothes. He's looking at the heart. He sure is. But you need to represent him. He don't have no... Lord, help me. God got all good things. Everything he got is pure. He's pure. His word, his clothing. He had a seamless garment wrapped around him. And I say this, we get on our young men sometimes in the church. Boy, pull your pants up. That don't look good. It don't, maybe it don't look good. But I promise you this, Jesus ain't never wore no pants. Y'all didn't know that though. Moses ain't wore no pants. Abraham ain't wore no pants. But we don't think when we start trying to tell other folks what to do, we don't look at our history. Each generation. Pastor Price and I, we wore our pants up over our neighbor when we was in school. We thought we was hip, huh? It's just a style change. That's why when we tell you, we don't tell you to change your condition, then you come to church. Say, come as you are. And we're supposed to be able to teach you here how to be servants of Christ Jesus. We're supposed to teach that, how to be servants of Christ. Told to teach women and men how to dress. Now, Reb, going too far now? But we have to teach that. We got to teach it. If you don't teach it, you go out and you represent New Sky of the Baptist Church, and you look like a hag. What church you go to? New Scott Otter Smith needs to cut that out. You have me on the internet, CNN, LBN, all that stuff. He over there taking all the money. He looking like a king, and they looking at a tax. May God bless you. Jesus did rise. And because he rose, we're going to be caught up together. He's the first of them that slept. He died one time. And he'll die no more. And the only way that we're going to stop death is to seek Jesus. Whoever desire in this place this day to be on the Lord's side, all you have to do is acknowledge that I'm not what I need to be. I'm not a Christian. I'm not a believer in Christ Jesus. But I believe, dear God, that Jesus is the Son of God. I believe he died, he was buried, and that he rose again. And he said, if you believe that, he'll save you. And when God saved that which is in his hand, the devil and all hell can't take it out. We need to stop fearing the devil and give God fear. We thank God for you today. Right at this moment, we need you to examine yourself now. If you don't believe that you're ready to meet Jesus, this is your time now. Let him come up in your life. Let him expand his territory within you. Let that house that you have, let it be his house. And he's going to bless that steward. Will there be one today? Will there be one ready to commit their ways to God? Is there one today? We ask that you come now. Come now. God ready to work a miracle in your life. He ready to renew you right now. With what you used to be, you're not anymore.
Through the years,
think about that now, this song.
I keep on toiling.
Work in church, thought it was getting us somewhere, no.
Lord, I'm toiling through the storm and rain.
Will there be one today?
I'm waiting and watching.
He's able to sustain
until the Savior come again.
Church, he's able.
I'm coming home, Lord. And every day I keep trusting.
You gotta walk all the way. The race is
trusting in your holy word.
That endure to the end. Are you here?
Lord, when the gates when they swing open.
waiting.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you. God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m., our morning worship service at 11 a.m., Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT.